AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
The Latinos are under attack! What do we do?
Demonstrators marched through the streets of New York City to protest Donald Trump's views on immigration hours before he hosts Saturday Night Live. Dozens of protesters held signs and chanted as they marched from Trump Tower to NBC Studios in Rockefeller Plaza. Trump says the controversy will just boost the audience for the episode. Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina was in New Hampshire telling a group that if elected, she would require zero-based budgeting to better account for government spending.
You know, you need to care for veterans, we need more money. You need to secure the border, we need more money. You need to invest in our military, we need more money. How is it possible that a federal government can spend more money each and every year and never have enough money to do the important things?
The leading Democratic presidential primary candidates are both campaigning in South Carolina this weekend. In Orangeburg, Hillary Clinton said equal pay for women is still an issue.
I do not do a town hall anywhere in America without being asked this question. And for all those Republicans who say this is not a real world problem, I wish they would come to my town halls because I don't know who they're talking to.
In Rock Hill, Senator Bernie Sanders said his agenda will help the country's women.
The right wing in this country is continuing its war against women. But when we bring our people together, we will ensure that this is a war that they are not going to win.
Romanian authorities say 9 more people died with burn-related injuries Saturday, bringing the death toll in a Bucharest nightclub fire to 41. Many in Romania are blaming lax government safety standards. This is AP Radio News. The Supreme Court will hear another challenge to the 5-year-old health care law, with arguments expected next year.
This challenge comes from faith-based hospitals, colleges, and charities, including a group of nuns known as the Little Sisters of the Poor. They oppose how they can be exempted from the contraceptive requirement of the health care law. All they have to do is express their opposition, with the onus for providing coverage then transferred to the insurer or a third party. But the groups argue they're still complicit in making contraceptives available, which violates their religious beliefs. 7 of 8 federal appeals courts have ruled this approach does not violate a federal religious freedom law. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
A Florida man has been arrested after authorities say he was driving drunk and crashed into the mailbox at singer Rod Stewart's Palm Beach home. The News Herald says damage is estimated at $500. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.